哎，早。All right. 哎，这个爱是不是给你看的
？So is the love just for you to see?
爱是给你要经过你的接受，给你的给，哇，你就神的爱就在我们中间显明了。
Love started receiving and then to give.
Yeah, 这个我曾经认识了一个人呢、啊，他是很讲理论的哈。
I have no one person who like to be very, very theological.
他就觉得什么是爱，他就要 define 他什么是爱。
And he want to know what's the definition of love.
哇，他这 define 了一大堆，而且这个他这个讲了堂堂四道的。
And so he's very, very know how to talk about love.
但是自己没有女朋友。
But he does not have even a girlfriend.
因为这爱不是你讲的，是你活出来的。
It's not you just a lip service. Actually, you need to live it out.
神的爱不是只是让你在嘴巴上讲，神的爱是要你活出来的。
God's love is only you just lip service. He wants you to live it out.
Yeah, 上个礼拜就是一月份的时候，我跟大家分享，就是我们今年教会的主题是在这个希伯来书10章19节到25节。
So I will share with you the theme of this year is in the Hebrew chapter 10:19-25.
Yeah, 他那边是讲到我们的主要主题，今年主题是 draw near to God， 就是亲近。这个一方面是来到神面前，另外一个翻译是亲近神。
And so actually said draw near to God.
Yeah, 所以我在想，我们今天亲近神也不是只是限制在去研究这个圣经，然后从这个神学角度来。东看西看，不同的角度来看它。
And so when we talk about drawing near to God, it's just only that, it's just how to study, what does that mean, and also just from different perspective.
神的爱是要你自己去读他的话，然后经历他自己的爱。
And God's love is that to study his words, actually experience his love.
Yeah, 神的爱是要我们去亲近他。
And God's love wants us to draw near him.
好，我们就再继续还回到我们今天那个讲题哈，还是讲到这个来到神面前。
And so we'll continue the same series, draw near to God.
Yeah, 我们先一开始的时候，我们大家来读神的话，然后让我们恭敬的心，我们站起来一起读。
So let's rise to read God's words.
Yeah, 我们先从一段一段的读哈，中文、英文、中文、英文。
And we'll be Chinese and English.
就 sorry, 没有日本话在我们几位的朋友在那里。So, okay, 我们来一起来。弟兄们，我们既然因耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所，是借着他给我们开了一条又新又活的路，从幔子经过，这幔子就是他的身体。又有一位大祭司治理圣家 English.
Therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he consecrated for us, through the veil, that is his flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God.
哇，所以他这边说，我们今天到神的面前，哈，是因为经过耶稣的宝血，也是用他的身体。进入的哈。
So for us, in order to enter his kingdom, is through his blood of Jesus.
所以我们上也讲到，就是耶稣他在十字架上的时候，成了的时候，这个圣殿里面的这个幔子从上到下撇开，让我们可以直接到至圣所去。
When he's on the cross, when he says done, and the curtains from top to down, and totally break up.
All right, 现在就是当我们这个可以到至圣所的时候，我们今天是什么？是不是随随便便就进来了吗
？And so do we just come to his before him? It's a versus a casual attitude.
哇，他这边还讲到，我们今天来敬拜神，他是英文上特别比较清楚是 light us， 有三就让我们的行动的，所以我们今天会注重这方面。
So we'll emphasize that let us.
啊，我们来看看哈，这个22节要来。我们心中天良的亏欠已经洒去，身体用清水洗洁，就当存着诚心和充足的信心来到神面前，也要坚守我们所承认的指望，不致摇动，因为那应许我们的是信实的，又要彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善。
So let's draw near to God with a sincere heartAnd with the full assurance that faith brings, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from our guilty conscience, and having our body washed with a pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works.
哇，三个 let us， 有三个我们的动作。
And there's a three actions that let us.
我们今天来敬拜神的时候，神他要给我们有三个动作。
And when we come to worshiping, he wants us to have three actions.
一个是 faith.
The first one is
信
心。
第二，这个信心是对神的。
And the faith is toward God.
第二个是这个 hope， 这个盼望是对我们今天周遭的环境。
And the second one talk about hope is about our surrounding, our environment.
第三个是 love， 是爱，是对我们的教会的生活。
The third one actually is love, is talk about the Christian life in the church.
OK， 最后一节，然后你们不可停止聚会，好
像
那
些
停
止
惯
了
的人，
倒要
彼
此劝
勉。既
知道
那
日
临
近，
就必
当
如
此。Not forsaking
the assembly
of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching.
All right, 请坐 please
be
seated.
Please be seated.
Yeah, 所以在这个刚才我们是上次我们讲的话，就是只是我们今天坦然无惧的到神的面前。
And the last time we talked about when you come to God and boldly.
所以这一次现在这个在下面就是我们今天到了神面前以后，是不是你就只是在这个至圣所那边享受神？
And so do you now you come before God, you just kind of enjoy God yourself.
Yeah, 他就是有，然后有他给我们的下面几个就是给我们的行动。
And so there's an instruction about how we need to act.
所以这个今天就是特别是讲到这三个方面，第一个是今天的信心是对的神。
And the first one's faith toward God.
为什么呢？他因为神他已经除掉了外面的这个敬拜，他们这个大家都好像只是借着外面的敬拜来接触神。
And so the first actually he get rid of all the hourly worship, and so we can come.To worship God in true spirit.
对，上次我们也讲到这个大祭司，他就一年只有一次，他可以进到至圣所，他就战战兢兢的进去。
And so the high priest can enter once a year with a fear.
这个身上都带着这个铃铛，然后脚上拉了一个绳子，所以当他这个里面没有声音的时候，人家把他尸体就拉出来。
So he carries bells and also a rope. So if you don't hear anything, people have to pull him out because he's dead.
Yeah, 所以今天到神面前来的时候、啊、因为人碰到神就看到神的时候以前都只是、啊、战战兢兢的来敬拜神
So in the past the people come before God is filled with fear
现在神已经耶稣基督的十字架的救赎已经成立了那这个时候幔子打开就不再需要大家战战兢兢的
And so now the God Jesus has accomplished his salvation so we don't have to cometo him with the fear.
然后现在神他也不会再要这个要祭物、啊、叫你每次去到神面前都要烧这个 宰牛宰羊的这个祭物。
So we don't need to come to God with a burnt offering or sin offering.
因为这个祭物当你献上祭物的时候神耶稣就说因为神他不喜欢祭物他乃是喜欢这个听神的话的人
So God does not like the offering He rather like the people who listen to him
当每次一有祭物一杀了流血一流的表示又有人犯罪神不喜欢大家的这样子的祭物
And so God dislike that kind of offering because it just that reminds of we sin often
所以弟兄姐妹们我们今天到神面前的神他要我们亲近他
So when we come before God, God wants us to draw near him.
所以当耶稣基督在十字架上他的这个救恩成立了以后哇他给我们开了一个又新又活的路。
So once he finished salvation, he has opened us through the curtain that is a new living way.
所以刚才这个在这个希伯来书里面他就讲是经过耶稣的身体这个幔子从上到下裂开就是经过他的身体我们可以直接到神那里去
It's through his body that opened a new living way
所以神他是要我们不要在大家进到接触神的时候这样怕怕的而乃是坦然无惧的到他的面前
So we come to him and boldly to worship him
而且他说要我们到他的施恩宝座前要得恩惠得怜悯
And said talk about come boldly to the throne of grace
那弟兄姐妹好不好啊
Isn't that great?
那你们有没有这个亲近神
And, but do you really are closing to God.
哇，所以我们今天说是我们的坦然无惧的到神面前，不要只是在头脑里面的了解。
And so when we say boldly come to God, just not in our mind.
真是让我们坦然无惧的到神面前，让我们在亲近他有真正的体验，有这个圣灵跟你的交通。
And so actually we have a true experience, and then also a fellowship with the Holy Spirit.
所以他在这边又讲到，他就说要以诚心和充足的信心。
So here, draw near to God with a true heart and faith.
因为在希伯来书就是后面的那一章十一章第六节，他就说，人除非有信，不能见神的国。
If they are without faith, it is impossible to please Him.
啊，真的，我们今天必须到神面前要信，要信这个有神。
And so when we come before Him, the most important thing is the faith.
就像刚才我讲的这个人，他很会讲什么是爱哈。
And so I talk about this guy that know how to talk about love.
但是他今天如果说是没有爱的对象，
but he doesn't have an object to love.
对他来讲，一点作用都没有。
And so for him, it doesn't mean anything.
人如果说是到神面前没有信的话，这个神对你一点没有作用。
So if you don't have a faith, that this faith has nothing to do with you.
所以在以弗所书三章第十二节，他这样说。
And so Ephesians chapter 3 verse 12 says,
他说我们因为信的耶稣，就在他面前放胆 无惧笃信不疑的来到神的面前。
Because we believe in Jesus, we can come to him with a boldness and have access with a confidence through faith in him.
Yeah, 所以弟兄姐妹们，我们今天在讲的这个又高又声音又大又跳了跳来跳去，如果说是你不坦然无惧到神面前，我今天只是演戏了。
And you can act any way you want, but then it's just an act.
所以今天我们来敬拜神的时候，啊，今天心对神敞开。
So when we come before Him, open our hearts to Him.
神啊，你今天住在我里面。
But you are drawing us.
让我经历你自己那个丰盛的生命。
And let's experience your wonderful, abundant life.
啊，你这样子，当你有了经历神的时候，啊，这个时候你的这个。理智方面都可以都超过你今天对神的这个理智以外更上一层。
So once you experience you can through the rational way because you truly experience His love.
Okay, 所以在这边他这个希伯来书的他刚刚讲是对神，那现在是对我们这个周围的环境。
And first was the faith toward God. The second one talk about our how do we deal with our environment.
所以又是一个动词 ，let us 让我们。
And so that's the verb, it said, let us.
这个就是非常重要的，就是当我们看到我们附近环境的时候，我们就看到我们今天神给我们的指望。
And so when we look at our surroundings, we see the hope.
在哥罗西书里面，第一章二十七节里面，他说，基督在我们心里面成了这个荣耀的盼望。
So in Colossians chapter 1, verse 27, talk about which is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
哇，你在基督里面，你有没有感受到耶稣基督的荣耀
？And so when you're in Him, do you experience that hope of glory?
还是我们今天到了神面前，都只是说，哎呀，神，求你帮我这个，帮我那个
？Or you come before Him and say, I want this, I want that.
神他是信实的，他也会看你的需要给你。
He is faithful. He will meet your needs.
但是神更大的礼物是让你经历他的荣耀。
The biggest gifts is that experience His glory.
哇，有的时候我们自己在家里面自己在那边读神的话语祷告的时候
，Very often when we study God's words at home，
你在一方面你是哇被圣灵感动的时候，你会为你的罪为你义在那边痛哭流涕。
Very often you will confess your sin，
但是同样的时间，你就发现神的这个荣耀就充满你的心。
And then in the meantime, you find the God's glory fill your heart。
说这个基督教是死的宗教吗
？Is our religion dead？
你没有这个经历的话，对你来说是死。
Without the experience, it is dead.
啊，弟兄姐妹们，我们不要只是每个礼拜天来这边啊，只是来一个，就像这个旧约的这个来献祭。
And so, just not like Old Testament, we just come before God, just giving our sacrifice.
就像我们今天到神面前来，我们来见神的面。
And so we come before God, we want to see His face.
我们来经历神他的荣耀，他的荣耀充满在我们心里面。
We want to experience His glory, His glory is fill our hearts.
但是呢，当我们今天看我们周围的事情，他在那个哥罗西书第二章里面他又讲了。
And so in the Colossians chapter 2 talk about when we see our surroundings.
他说有的时候我们今天到神面前的时候，我们会被这个有的人的理学或者说的这个虚空的谎言给骗掉了。
And very often there's a some kind of people would cheat you with a philosophy or empty deceit.
Yeah, 所以我在想说，我们中间很多人大部分都是国内来的哈。
And most of the people that came from China.
Yeah, 我在想说，我以前也做过这个抵御。我们那个时候在那个在国内的时候都是无神论哈。
And so in China, the teaching was atheist.
Yeah, 所以在这个 atheist 在这个无神论里面，你真的去考虑这个无神论合不合理
？And does it really make sense that is the atheist does atheist really make sense?
所以我做一个比喻啊，像今天如果我口袋里面呢、啊、有一大把的这个弹珠，里面有各种的颜色。
And so if I have 弹珠是
marble.
If I have tons of marble in my pocket.
Yeah, 然后我说的这个里面呢、啊、没有红色。
But if I tell you there's no red.
你相不相信
？Do you believe it？
你要怎么样你才相信我这个手里面没有红色
？How can you believe there's no red marble in my pocket？
你要知道我手里面的全部的这个弹珠是什么颜色，你才知道什么东西没有。
In order to find every single color of the marble in his pocket, you can be sure there's no red。
你都不知道我这个手里面的那个不同颜色的弹珠是有哪些颜色，你怎么知道里面是没有这个红色
？You cannot even identify what color of those marble in my pocket. How can you say there's no red？
哇，弟兄姐妹们，我们今天如果说是没有神，我们今天宇宙有多大，我们都还不知道。
If we say there's no God, we don't even know how big the universe is.
你怎么能只说里面没有神
？How can you say there's no God？
啊，真是不要让人间的这个理学这些东西，这个被他这面把你掳去了。
And so do not be deceived by the philosophy of empty words.
Yeah, 所以今天我们今天到神他今天要我们在跟他接触的时候一定要抓住这个神给我们的信心我们就知道我们的信的是谁。
If God wants to really meet you, that you got to see what is the faith.
所以今天如果说是我跟你讲我说嘿我这口袋里面有个红色的弹珠。
So again, I have a red marble in my pocket.
你一看到了你根本不管我这其他什么颜色你都 不 care 了你今天就看到就确确实实在看到有个红色弹珠
So if I show you I do have a red marble in my hand you will see it
今天我们今天到了神的面前当你跟神有了这样接触
Once you have experienced God
你就可以不管人家再怎么讲说这个是无神论对你一点都没有用了因为你知道你接触到了神
People can all talk about there's no God, but you actually experience God.
所以在这边的时候，特别是有一个英文字，他说 unswerving， 就是在不要来摇来摇去。
And swerving that means that do not move around.
Yeah, 当我们今天信了主以后，不要在那边这样子摇摆。
And do not be swirling around.
他是叫我们紧紧的抓住 ，hold fast， 就是抓住。
And so we need to hold fast and hold firm.
哎、弟兄姐妹们，当我们越不抓住，我们越容易被别的事情影响到。
And so if we don't hold firm, it's very easy to be swayed.
你没有经历神，你就越容易被世界的小学给影响到。
If you do not experience God often, that you will be deceived by the world.
如果说你信主，你没有经历神，那你今天信主也是白信的。
And so even if you say I believe in God, but you do not have experience.That is really you don't know God.
Yeah, 所以这今天如果说是你没有经历神，然后你今天去受洗，你今天只是把身体弄湿了 ，That's about it.
If you don't really experience God, you say I want to be baptized. You actually just going to take a bath.
神是跟我们讲，要我们经历他，这样子信心才会稳固。
And God wants to hold firm that so we have a faith in Him.
所以我们今天要坚守。我们所的指望在耶稣基督里面荣耀的指望
So we got to hold firm that we know there's a glory in him
因为神他自己是信实的神
Because he's a faithful God
我们今天看到这个环境里面的情形、啊、今天只有看到你的信心你才会让你经过来这个生活上的难处
Only with the faith you can conquer that difficulty in your life
所以像我们上次我也提过了像蓝英家真是对我来讲，我也是经历到了神这最后的那一秒钟的给他的信息的安
so,
信实的安排。
So I have shared that with you in 江兰英's family.
Yeah, 他们这个家人都要来了，房子就是没有，但是就是要来的那一个礼拜，突然间，啊，这个他就是礼拜天，这个吃饭的时候也不晓得，就碰到这个曹妈妈，曹妈妈平常也不带来，就那时候来了，来了以后就正好坐在旁边，啊，他就跟他一起讲到这个情形。啊、他马上跟曹宏讲、哎、你有个房子租给他。
So is that the whole family was ready to come to United States, but they have no place to live. And so it just happened that day, Cao Mama actually sit next to Jiang Lianying, and she shared her difficulty with Cao Mama. Cao Mama said, I have a house for you to live.
哇，所以我们那个曹红姐妹也是，她正好她有个房客是没有签约的，所以他们是随时他们的房客也可以离开他们，或者说他们房也可以收回房子。她说正好有一个房子。
So they have a house. The renter does not have a lease, so they just need to let them know so they can move out.
所以这个真是你今天经历到了这样子，你知道神是又真。
So when you experience that, you know God's a living God.
哇，真是我们的神真是愿意我们弟兄姐妹都可以经历到这个神的信实。
So we can all experience His faithfulness.
当初那个这个作者写这个希伯来书的时候，他们那边的这个基督徒啊，就是因为信仰他们被逼迫。
And so the person who wrote the book of Hebrew and talk about those Christians were persecuted.
所以当他在被逼迫的时候，所以他在那边写给他们，叫他们不要摇动，你就知道你信的是谁。
And so he encouraged them to be firm, so trust God that he will help you.
那我们今天是不是弟兄姐妹，有的时候我们生活上也是被这个生活的压力，是不是也同样的情形，为了我们的信仰，我们没有不愿意付代价。
And so very often in our life, the same thing, are we willing to pay a price for our faith?
如果说是我们今天来教会只是为了得好处，你今天一碰到难处你就不见了。
And so if you come to church, you just want to get something good, and
yeah,
when you're facing difficulty, you'll be gone.
Yeah, 我就记得那个 Dick 弟兄哈，这个以前跟我分享的。
And so the brother Dick said, share with me one time.
因为他是在我们教会很久了，然后他在那个开餐馆，礼拜天他关了门。
And so he has been our church for a long time. He always closed on Sunday.
所以那个时候我就问他，我说啊，你这个礼拜天关了门以后，你的这个生意有没有受到影响？
And so I asked him, so if you close on Sunday, does that affect your business?
但是他说，我今天礼拜天关了门，我也不晓得我失掉多少经济，这个经济上是多少，但是他是来敬拜神。
And so he said, I have no idea how much money I lose. However, I need to come to worship God on Sunday.
Yeah, 我们教会也很多人在这个开店的，所以常常也是我们教会 Santa Maria 好几位也都是礼拜天也都是把店关了来敬拜神。
And very often that we have a lot of business owner in our church that close the Sunday or at least Sunday morning and come to worship God.
Yeah, 我们那个上个礼拜我跟那个何牧师去探访那个哈哈苏西。那个郎静他们家。
And so we visit the Haha Sushi with the Pastor Ho last week.
然后这个因为他那个他的先生呢，杜弟兄他还不是那么长，他跟他们很少来聚会。
And so the owner that has never come to our church before.
Yeah, 他是来过，就是来两三次。
And he probably came here a couple of times.
所以那个杜姐那个郎静他就很希望她的丈夫愿意把店关了来敬拜神。
And Sister Lang Jing really would like to see that close Sunday come to worship God.
所以那个何牧师跟她讲说，哎，你要不试试看，礼拜天早上关门，然后中午关门，倒是只做晚上的，看看神，他准只要一个月，看看神有没有祝福你。
So he really encouraged him that maybe at least close Sunday morning or maybe just early afternoon, only open.For the dinner and to see if God will bless you.
Yeah, 所以我在想说这个何牧师也是跟我们讲到，我们今天敬拜神，当我们敬拜神，我们尊敬神，神也就尊敬我们。
And so when we come to worship God, we have this, we respect God, that God will respect us as well.
Yeah, 我相信Jackie, 你们的这个店里面也是很好，你也不晓得礼拜天的生意怎么样，因为你们都礼拜天都不开门。来敬拜神的。
And so like Jackie, they close their on Sunday.
啊，这真是我们今天对神的这个信心，在我们生活环境里面都显得出来。
So our faith toward God really reflect our life and value.
Yeah, 让我们知道我们在信靠。所以这边讲，当我们今天在碰到世界上的人的时候，我们的信靠，我们知道我们所信的是谁。
And so when we facing difficulty, we know who we believe.
然后我们知道今天的环境都是神他今天所掌控的。
And God's in control everything.
啊，所以真是像这个圣经上给我们很多的例子。
And there's a lot of great example in the Bible.
所以在这个希伯来书第十一章，也是就是这个这本书十一章第二十二节那边就讲到这个约瑟当他死的时候，他就有这个信心，要他们把他的骨骼带回这个将来神给他的应许之地。
So in Hebrew chapter 11, talk about Joseph. He has a wish that bring his bury in.Do not bury him in Egypt, but his bone should be taken to the promised land.
哇，当他这个他看到了神的应许的时候，虽然环境上根本看起来不太可能的事情
，but he see the promise, even though the environment, the circumstances is not possible.
像这个摩西也是，当他因为他对神有这个指望，所以他今天把他的在宫里面的荣华富贵放弃，他要跟神。要跟神的子民一起受苦。
So Moses have the same hope, and therefore he gave up the riches and glory of Egypt.
哎，弟兄姐妹们，今天在你的生活里面有哪些东西你是觉得你抓得放不住、放不下
？So dear sister brothers, what kind of thing that you would like to hold on tight would not give up?
Yeah, 你还是今天我们看到，今天我们的生活的环境的后面，其实都是神在那边的掌控的。
And what do we see the one who is behind what we see?
Yeah, 我们今天就是有的工作，我们今天的上班，哈，我们今天读书，哈，这学生都读书。你要知道，今天神把你放到那个位置，神在你身上有他的旨意。
And so it doesn't matter you're working or you're a student, study, and whatever God placed you with a purpose.
Yeah, 今天神他今天不是只是把你一个人放在那个地方，只是为了你的，你觉得我可以来享受神的祝福。
And God does not place you there that you can just enjoy the blessing from God.
今天神他把我们放在这个不同的环境，是为了要在整个神的家庭里面一起成长。
And so God places us in different places that so we can grow together.
所以我们有的时候常常只是注重在我们自己的祝福哈。
And very often we only care about the blessing that God gave us.
Yeah, 我们今天只是看到啊，神，你今天对我的带领如何
？And so God leads me.
但是这边有没有看到？马上他这二十四节，他就叫我们去彼此相顾。我们今天不但说是对我自己的这个生活的带领，而且有没有为神为这个我们附近旁边的人也祷告，求神也对他们的带领
？So that move to the third point is to talk about the verse 24 that stirred up one another.Toward love and good works.
所以腓立比书第二章第四节里面，他也讲到不要单顾自己的事。
And so in Philippians chapter 2 verse 4 talk about do not only care about your own things.
但是也要顾别人的事。
But also for the interests of others.
也而且我们常常有时候只是知道我们的需要。
And very often we only care what my needs are.
耶稣的心不在这里。
But God's heart is more than that.
耶稣的心是要你也去注重到别人的需要。
And also you need to care about other people's needs in other people.
而且加拉太书里面第六章第二节也讲要我们的重担都彼此担当。
And so the Galatians talk about the bear one another's burden.
Yeah, 弟兄姐妹我们有没有在祷告的时候我们去神给你让你看到别人有哪些重担。
Do you often pray that there's a heavy burden in other people?
Yeah, 弟兄姐妹我们今天大家在一起住在大家都在一起聚会敬拜我们的神但是神他今天叫你稍微也要你注意其他的肢体。
And it's very easy just get together worship God, but God really wants you to pay attention to the needs of others.
雅各林多前书第十二章里面讲说身体不是只是一个肢体。
And so the in Corinthians talk about is just not one body with many parts.
他说这个手不能对眼睛不能对手说我不需要你。
And the eyes cannot tell the hands that I don't need you.
Yeah, 你今天说是这个只是看到你自己的话你没有办法享受到神的荣耀。
And so if you only pay attention to yourself, you cannot see the whole body, cannot see the glory of God.
所以在这个哥林多前书里面他特别还讲到他说这个如果说我们肢体里面弟兄姐妹中间有人不体面的你反而是要让他体面。
And in the talk about the body, the parts of the body, if they are not less weaker, no, they are weaker or less honorable, then you actually want to bestow greater honor.
然后不俊美的啊，你也是要他俊美。
So the, if they, their parts are unpleasant, and you want to present parts to help them.
有人在受苦的，你要跟他一起领，一起感受他的苦。
Well, people actually suffer, you want to experience that suffering with them, with the empathy.
啊，弟兄姐妹们，我们在教会里面是都是做肢体的。
And we are all parts of this one body.
我在选这个这个，在这个哥林多前书里面，保罗他做的这个比喻很好哈。
And this is a wonderful example in the Corinthians.
呀，我们今天一个人，今天这个这个你这个脸上，今天如果说是有个什么不好的东西，或者 let's say 我的头发没有了，所以大家一看到，第一先看到，先是看看到光头。
And so if I am bald, the first thing you see is I have no hair.
所以今天呢，这个这个，我们今天看弟兄姐妹。大家别人来世人来看到我们弟兄姐妹他们为了要认识神的话你我们都是他们的圣经哈。
So if people do not know God come to church want to know God and then we are their Bible
对呀，他们这他们只有借着我们弟兄姐妹的生活他们才会认识神
So our conduct they can probably can lead them to know Christ
但是他今天一看的看到的都是那个一个光头在那个教会
If they only see the bowl of that person,
我就就说讲这个光头，其实就是说你在身体上最不俊美的，人家一看就看出来。
And so if that person does not is less honorable, and people usually spot it right away.
所以我现在想这个这个，我们不要说啊，我们的教会很好很好，但是你看到我们中间有人有需要的，我们没有去这个 exercise， 就是用我们的爱来。把它变成俊美的话，保罗就说：“这个就是我们的亏欠。”
But if you say you're good, I'm good, but you do not see the needs of others, and that we really own them something.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们今天在教会里面，所以这边讲到说，我们教会是彼此相顾的一个教会。
And it talk about that we need to take care of one another.
然后这个教会的生活又是一个给跟收跟取的这个生这个教会。
And the church life is talk about giving and receiving.
呀、yeah, ，你就像我们的这个生活的这个，就是拿这个这边就是拿这个身体来做这个比喻哈。
And so using the body parts as an example.
像我们的这个身体，我们的身体，你今天这个新陈代谢必须要有的。
And so you have to have a metabolism of your body.
呀、yeah, ，如果说是我今天的身体就只是进没有出。
And so I only have an intake without output.
你当然没有办法活哈。
And you're probably not able to survive.
然后我今天如果说我在我今天想啊、哦、我今天要得我今天只要呼吸里面我只要吸我不给不吐出去
And so if I only want to inhale without exhale then you cannot survive either
你根本没几口你就活不下去了
And after several minutes you probably will die
啊，弟兄姐妹们今天我们的生在教会里的生活就是经过拿有接受跟给予
So the life of church is talk about giving and receiving
啊，弟兄姐妹，真是让我们在教会里的生活里面，真是我们彼此的帮助。
And so in our church life that we help one another.
Yeah, 所以像 for example, 你今天这个 let's say 我的左手被蚊子咬了一口。
So just saying that I have a mosquito bite on my left hand.
啊，我的右手说跟我没事。
And my right hand say, oh, this is not my business.
眼睛说 ，Yeah, 我看到了，跟我没事。
And I see, oh, yeah, I see, but it has nothing to do with me.
哇，你看，就这个，马上右手就过来帮他抓痒了。
But usually that your right hand immediately starts scratching.
弟兄姐妹，这就是我们的教会的生活。
And this is the life of church.
我们在教会里面都同享的一个身体，一个生命。
And we actually share one life.
然后他这个不但说是我们今天彼此相顾哈，他还讲要激发爱心。
Not only that we take care and love one another, we also need to stir up the love.
哇，弟兄姐妹，我们今天是不是今天来了教会？你是不是有没有让人家对神的爱有起来？
When you come to church, do you actually stir up, provoke the love on others?
所以是在这个激发爱心上面，这个希腊原文里面，它有好几个解释。
And so there's several explanation in Greek.
他在这边可以讲说 provoke， 我今天就是怎么讲，我英文中文也不晓得，就是 provoke， 就是让你好像让你感觉很不舒服的感觉。
And one of the way to say using the word provoke might make you uncomfortable.
Yeah, 所以今天有你看到有一个肢，如果说是看到我们中间有个肢体， 很软弱，他今天就是这个一年就是只是这个过年过节才来参加聚会的，对神都没有这样子的这个很好的关系的话。
And so we see someone who's extremely weak that only come occasionally and do not have a relationship with God.
所以这边就是这个字，激发他的爱心，把他带到神的面前，让他在爱主。
And here use the word to provoke that so he can get close to God.
所以他这边也用的还有一个翻译就是让他比较对神的爱有 sensitive, 有这个敏感。
And so another way just is sensitive to God's love.
然后他可以有推动，像是让他这个有这个意思，就是让他推动，让他鼓励他去经历神的爱。
Another definition is to propel forward.
呀，我在想说，我们今天这个现在的年轻人，特别是我看我们教会也感谢主，也很多人借着这个 text message 把神的爱这些东西传来传去，这就是 provoke.
And very often then we use the text messages through the social media to share God's love.
呀，弟兄姐妹们，我们可以用教会的这个 line 哈。大家就是把你在生活上对神的感受跟大家分享。
And so, such an example using in line that to share God's love.
呀，你当你跟大家分享的时候，哇，你就可以激发人家对神的爱。
And when you actually to share with other people, you stir up and also stimulate.
所以我在想到这个激发爱心啊，就有点像这个一个人的心脏停了。
And so stirred up is just almost like someone's heart stopped.
所以这个医生就拿这个电击器砰这么一炸一击，哇，让他心又起来了。
And so the doctor will use a defibrillator to start the heart.
啊，弟兄姐妹们，我们今天神就是要我们彼此激发爱心。
And God really wants us to stir up the love.
呀，特别是在我们现在是还没有牧者的时候，还在寻牧的时候。
Especially right now, we do not have a pastor. We're still looking for a pastor.
真是我感谢神，现在回头看，今天神是借着没有牧者，让弟兄姐妹都变成了牧者。
And so when I look back, even though we do not have a shepherd, but we all become a shepherd in the church.
呀，每一个人都开始彼此的照顾啊，彼此的用这个爱心激发他们大家对神的爱心。
We take care of each other and to stir up each other.
在约翰福音第十三章。第三十四节他说，我给你们一个新的命令，是叫你们彼此相爱，然后我怎么样爱你们，你们也怎么样爱彼此相爱。
Book of John chapter 13 verse 34, A new commandment I give it to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another.
啊，弟兄姐妹们，我这刚才讲到外面的人，他不信主的人，他今天看他为了要认识耶稣，他是看我们的生活怎么样。
And so people who don't know Christ will watch how we conduct our love.
Yeah, 所以今天当我们今天这个不体谅不这个不体面的，人家这个外面的人第一个看的都是看得到的。
And so the one is the less honorable. That's the first thing people spot it.
所以我们今天要真是为了这个软弱的，为他的不体面的，我们要把它变成体面。
So the people who are weak or is less honorable, then we will need to help them.
呀，我想不是我们把他变体面，今天是我们要激励他的爱，然后让神的爱来带领他，把他变成体面的。
So we really need to encourage those people that help them.
然后到了二十五节，他就变成他的一个就是一个最后的这个结论了。
And so the verse 25 is the conclusion.
呀，他就是叫，然后他马上就讲叫我们不可停止聚会，好像那些停止惯的人。
And talk about forsaking the assembly of ourselves together. Well, those people are get really used to it.
他说我们倒要彼此劝勉，因为那日子近了。
Because when you're exhorting one another, because the time is near.
哎，弟兄姐妹们，我在想说那日子哈，我在想说那日子是不是耶稣基督的要再来的日子？
And so when we talk about the time is near, what does that mean? Is that his second coming?
我想这边是讲的是耶稣基督要再来的日子。
Yes, that is his second coming.
但是像我这种超过70岁的人呢，我的日子已经也快到了。
So when I'm already past 30 years old, so my time is near as well.
70 years old. 我说我这70岁的人，我就说那个日子也就快到了。
That's why I said your time.
You say 30.
No, oh, 70.
I wish. 我只是几次的三十 30.
So 30 plus 40, okay?
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们今天到神面前都要交账的。
So we are,
意思就是我们要交账的。
So when we see Christ, that we have to, are we a good servant?
Yeah, 所以到这边讲到不要停止聚会，在这边就是说，他们因为那个时候有的人因为被这个信被他们的这个信仰慢慢冷淡的，所以他开始慢慢不来聚会了。
And so for at that time, many that became cold, so they stopped meeting.
那我想我们大家之间想一想，我们也知道我们中间有的人，你也知道有几个人他就慢慢不太来聚会的了。
And so you notice that maybe there are a few that not come to church very often.
所以在这边特别是给我们讲到，哎，你今天就不要渐渐的冷淡，不参加聚会。
And so here talk about do not become a cold and forsaking the assembly of ourselves.
为什么这边特别是讲到 要这个 基督徒的一起聚会呢？
Why here talk about assembly together?
因为只有大家在一起聚会的时候，你才有这个 exercise， 你才可以练习你的，才运用你的彼此的关怀。
And so the only way together we can exercise the love, love one another.
哎，弟兄姐妹们，我们今天来这边聚会，今天不是只是来朝见神。
And when we come, it's not only to worship God.
今天神也是要我们去帮助别人。
And God also wants to help one another.
也借着神的爱去激励别人。
And also stir up others.
所以今天像，所以以后你们都可以像每天早上大家来聚会的时候，都可以彼此见面的时候，彼此鼓励大家爱神。
And so every Sunday we get together, we really encourage each other to love God.
然后我们吃饭的时候，在你们不但说只是说这个吃饭很好吃哈，我们今天还借着饭，现在借交谈。我们彼此激励人家爱主。
And so you, during the lunch, not only the food is good, we also encourage each other to love God more.
Yes, 特别是我们中间有几位不太再留下来吃饭的。
And there are a few of them usually do not stay for lunch.
你就失去了那个机会，你去帮助别人的机会。
You might lose the opportunity to encourage one another.
Yeah, 真是我们今天来聚会的时候，这都是为什么他要来要聚会？聚会就是让我们来。Exercise, 又我们来运用我们神给我们的这个恩赐。
And so why we want to get together is to exercise the God's gift.
就是要我们去彼此相爱，彼此激发爱心，勉励行善。
And love one another and encourage one another.
所以在这边真是给我们看到，我们今天这个聚会，所以在这个希伯来书里面讲的，不要停止聚会，就是说不要停止你们中间的 exercise， 你们中间的彼此相爱的这个机会。
Well, here is not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together. It means that.Do not get lose the opportunity to encourage one another.
Yeah, 我们今天神他今天不但说是他今天祝福我们，他今天也要借着你来祝福你周围的人。
God not only bless us, God only want to bless others through your hands.
对，所以到最后，真是我们看看今天这个借着这一段里面，他真是让我们，耶稣基督因为他的十字架上的工作，已经他的身体为我们剥开。
And God's work on the cross, his body already broke for us.
他就借着这个信，对神的信
，through faith.
然后我们认识，就我们所信的是谁。
So we know who we do truly believe.
借着盼望，让我们大家弟兄姐妹，大家可以经历这个世界上的这个风，这个风风雨雨的不自摇动。
And through hope that we can facing hardship.
然后借着爱。真是让我们弟兄姐妹就像这个血液在我们身体里面循环。
And so through love, it's just like a blood circulating in our body.
所以当这个作者，因为我们这个希伯来书到底是谁做的，谁写的，大家还没有一定的讲法。
And so the book of Hebrews is not the author is unknown.
所以在这个十九节到二十二节里面讲到耶稣基督给我们，让我们坦然无惧的到至圣所。
And so in the 19:20, talk about we can come to him boldly.
然后二十二节到二十五节就三个 let us 三个行动。
And so in the 22 to 25, talk about let us.
真是让我们今天在敬拜中在我们教会生活中，把神的这个我们的敬拜神是都活出来。
And so when we worship God, we can live out His love.
Right, 弟兄姐妹们，我们今天来敬拜主，不是来听一个讲道。
And so when we come to worship, it's just not listening to a message.
你今天敬拜主是你不但说是来有个心，对神是打开的心。
Not only that come to worship and open your hearts.
你今天这个崇拜 你也是看你周围的，因为没有你，如果说是没有看到你眼睛看到的人的话，你没有办法去爱这个看不到的神。
And so only pay attention to the people who surround you. If you cannot love the people around you,
yeah,
you cannot say you love God.
真是让我们今天在神面前对被愿意都有这个心，我们大家彼此相爱。
And we have a heart that we want to love one another.
我们借着跟弟兄姐妹的彼此相爱，我们坦然无惧的到神面前。
So we can come to God boldly.
All right, 我们低头祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的父，我们谢谢你，你自己把这个救恩都已经为我们预备好了。
Dear Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you have provided salvation.
借着耶稣基督在十字架上的死，真是我们的罪都得到释放。
And through the, your dying on the cross for us, and our sin has been forgiven.
借着他的复活，你把你那个丰盛的生命赐给我们。
Through his resurrection, you have given us abundant love.
主，今天真是你有了这个生命，你也叫我们活出来。
And we have this abundant life that you want us to live out.
谢谢你，你给我们的爱是要活出来的爱。
So thank you for giving us love that we can live out your love.
真是在我们的弟兄姐妹的相处里面。那真是活到你自己这个，你从你那边来的爱能够活在都世人都可以看到。
And so people can see and witness our love among us.
求你自己恩待我们，这样祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Continue to bless us, and we pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.